Power of Motherhood, written by Murfili, read by Raven. Summary: 3 snapshots of Lita, the healer and mother. When they're not even born, Lita finds she has need of turning her power inward, for elf bodies don't make litters as easily as wolves do. The wild restlessness of the one cub, Zeal, her power knows, makes so little room for the quieter one, Clin, though mysteries touch that soul feel. Lita learns to massage the swell of her stomach, directing sleep-inducing energy toward the one, so that both have room. It is something she will do later for others, even when there is but one cub, because she knows the struggle to rest can be so hard on the long carrying. As the cubs grow and learn and explore, it is often Ember who tempts the use of power, for she falls and stumbles, trying so hard to keep up with wolf and rider alike. Lita learns, though, the first time Ember bats at the reaching hands, that some wounds are meant to be healed by time. Her daughter delights in the cuts and bruises, seeing them as something to be worn with pride. But it is also Ember herself, riding on her father's wolf friend, who brings Suntop to Lita in panic when he falls and hurts his arm. Ember is there, watching, worrying, as Lita soothes the tear of muscle and fracture of bone. What is fine for one cub is not meant for the other, and Lita learns again how her cubs are as different as they can be. The quest consumes so much of the cub's childhood, but Lita continues to guide them as best she can. Through it all, the harms that befall her children leave her balanced precariously between her bravery to follow Cutter into the danger and the fact she needs to protect Ember and Suntop from all harm. It is in watching Suntop grow into his own powers, becoming Sunstream in the doing, struggling with what they can be used for, that Lita understands more. Her power is not all there is to protecting them, and she reaches out again to teach and offer experience with knowing what power can be used for. The end. Thank you for listening.